ബഹൂനാമേമി പ്രഥമോ ബഹൂനാമേമി മധ്യമ കിം സ്വിത് യമസ്യ കർത്തവ്യം യന്മയാദ്യ കരിഷ. ഹേയ്, യമംഗ് ദ ബഹൂൻ, യമംഗ് ദ മെനി സ്റ്റുഡൻസ്, ഓർഡിനറിലി ഐ ബീൻ ദ ബെസ്റ്റ്. Ah, sometimes, yes, now I remember, I have been the second type. But never have I ever the third type. Shankara in his commentary explains that the best student or son is one who anticipates what the father or the teacher wants and does it. It's called the best type of student. The mediocre type of student or son is, even though I have not anticipated and done, when the father or the teacher asks, request, will you please do it? Implicitly obeying is the second type. The third type is our type. We don't anticipate. Even when the dad or the teacher says something, shut up, not now. Disobey, that is the third time. I have never disobeyed them. Always, majority of cases, I have anticipated and done, and they have always congratulated me. Father and teacher, because in his case, both of them are one and the same. Certain instances I remember. I could not anticipate correctly, but he asked me to do it, and I have implicitly done. Never have I disobeyed him. Therefore, even though he did not mean it, but he was standing there. He who put those words in his mouth, he is the infinite Lord. It cannot be a punishment. If it is not the punishment, hey, Kim Swidya Masya Kartavya. Hey, what is it that Lord Death is going to accomplish through me? It must be positive. It cannot be negative because it is not a punishment. It cannot be a punishment because I never did anything. Very many of you say it sometimes. Very often you complain, Swamiji, I have been very honest, but I have been victimized. If you are honest, how can you be victimized? I have been very honest, but the boss didn't like me and they pulled me out. It's the first evening. After a week you meet him. Thank God, Swamiji. I would have stayed on there in that company with a false sense of loyalty. Now I've got a better job. No, if you're getting a better job, then why did you complain? At that time I thought that no, God is not, but the Lord is with me. Now you have changed. So all the gali that you have given to God, the blasphemous words that came out of you are all now annulled. Lord, forgiven. You have not done anything wrong. Very often it happens. In the long run, what I missed earlier was only a blessing. Here, the student analyzes. Do I deserve to be punished? No. Then punishment cannot come to me. But it seems it's a punishment. It's only seeming. There must be something that Lord Death had to achieve through me. And now I am interested. What? Watching. What is that? A curiosity. So I am anxiously looking forward to. Not that I want to gain anything. But Lord Death has something to gain through me. I don't know what. Glorious. The child decided, Karishyati. Thus he thought in his mind, prepared himself, went inside, made three sandwiches, tied it at the tip of a staff or a stick, and holding the staff, he is walking out. Why? By the time he made the sandwiches, you see, the horse, cows have been distributed, and the pundits have gone, and father is resting a little and stretching his back. With a feeling that I have done the work well, now the heaven will be mine. must be sitting there. And that when the child is going, the dad says, where are you going in this sun? Sir, you gave me the Lord that I am going to. Oh, the father became suddenly remembered. Yes, I did say that. But son, I never meant it. I just was angry at that time. I am sorry. Sir, you stood there on the Vedi, on that altar, and said it. You may not know it, but it's the Lord's voice that came through you. You were really, you are right that you were not conscious of it. It burst for you, and I had to implicitly obey because your words are to respect and revere. Who else will do it? So I am going. The father was extreme. He is not only has got desire for sense gratifications, he has got all the symptoms of avidya or ignorance, spiritual blindedness. Even though he knew all the books, that is all intellectual appreciation. He has not spiritually apprehended the reality. The 8-year-old child seems to have much more grown spiritually. The father is terribly upset. It is the son then reminds the father what the father himself has taught him from the textbooks. Dad, don't get thus perturbed.